Unit 12, Maples and Pecans. 1. Today's national forests are interesting places to camp, hike, and take pictures. But for the Native Americans and early settlers, forests provided their major food sources. In the woods, they hunted animals, fished in lakes and streams, and gathered nuts and berries. They even found a source of sugar. Two trees of great importance to both the natives and settlers were the maple in the northeast and the pecan in the central south. 2. The sugar maple tree is a tall tree, reaching a height of 75 to 100 feet. It is found in the eastern half of North America, but it is most abundant in the forests of New England and southeastern Canada. Its hardwood is often used for furniture and flooring. Its leaves turn red, gold, and orange in the autumn. 3. During the summer, the leaves absorb energy from the sun. It is used to manufacture sugar or glucose. From glucose, the tree creates starch, which it stores in its roots and trunk. During the winter, the starch is changed into another sugar, sucrose. It mixes with water to create sap, which flows through the tree in early spring to nourish it as it begins its new growth. The sugar maple has many gallons of sap flowing through it at the end of winter, when the days are warm but the nights are still cold. 4. No one knows how the Native Americans discovered the sweet, watery maple sap, but they had many uses for it and stored it in containers they called mokuks. When the sap began to flow or run, they cut a hole in the bark. Then they put in a wood chip to guide the sap into the mokuk. This is called tapping. Native families camped in the maple grove until the sap stopped running in the early spring. It was one of their most important foods. A supply of maple sugar saved them from starvation when hunters returned empty-handed. They used it on everything, including meat and fish. They mixed it with corn and wheat to make cakes and a thick soup. They boiled it to make a syrup. Most often, they boiled it until it was almost dry so it could be easily stored. 5. The Native Americans gave the settlers their first taste of maple sugar. That was all they needed. Soon, it became an important food for them, just as it was for the natives. For many New England settlers, it was their only source of sugar. When the words, "saps running," were heard, the men quickly gathered their equipment and brought it to the groves. They made holes in the trees and put in wooden spouts to guide the sap into their wooden containers. As the containers filled, they carried them to the campsite where they boiled the sap. It was tedious work, but an exciting time too. There was a feeling of spring in the air, and everywhere the aroma of sweet maple syrup. 6. Maple sugar was a common everyday sweetener in country kitchens. Today, maple syrup and sugar are luxury products. It takes 25 to 30 gallons of sap to produce 1 gallon of syrup. Most candy, ice cream, and pancake syrups have artificial maple flavoring. Maple syrup has become a rare treat, except for those lucky enough to live in a maple grove, of course. 7. While northerners have their maples, southerners have their pecan trees. Pecans are important for their nuts. The central southern area of the United States is the only area of the world where the pecan tree grows wild. Native pecan trees grow in greatest numbers in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Cultivated pecan trees also produce crops in Georgia, Alabama, New Mexico, North and South Carolina, and Florida. 8. The pecan has an average height of 75 feet, although some wild trees have grown as tall as 160 feet. The pecan nuts grow in clusters and have reddish-brown shells. The pecan gets its name from the Native American word pecanas, a word the natives used for all nuts with hard shells. The pecan was an important food source for both the natives and settlers. The meat of the nut is rich and nourishing. It was the custom for natives and settlers to go nutting every autumn. People gathered wild nuts and stored them for winter use. 9. Although there are still some wild nut trees, most of our nuts are grown in groves. Nut trees grow slowly. A few nuts develop on most cultivated trees by age 3 or 4. The pounds of nuts harvested increase with the age of the tree. A 15 to 20-year-old tree produces 75 to 100 pounds. Pecan trees continue producing nuts when they are over 100 years old. One pecan tree in Texas has set a record for producing 1,000 pounds of pecans in one season. That would make quite a pecan pie.